Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is Apostle Deborah Deans at the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries Study of the Word on tonight. I am so excited tonight about the Word of God. Sometimes the enemy try to get busy when you doing something for the Lord. And we just thank and praise God for his faithfulness on tonight. We thank and praise God for being in the land of the living on tonight. We want to call our Bible class to order right now, you know, giving God all praise and glory and thanking him for every special gift that comes from him. In the name of Jesus, we bless the Lord. I want to open up our study in the Word with a hymn, a song, scripture, and a prayer. Amen. Amen. I need the from Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort ye, my people, said your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she have received of the Lord hands double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked place, the crook shall be made straight, and the rough places, and God and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? And all flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass with it, the flower faded, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withered and the flower faded, but the word of our God shall stand forever. I have just read you from Isaiah chapter 40, from the first verse down through the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come on this evening humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come now asking you if we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Father. We ask your forgiveness now, search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there is anything in there, Father, that should not be, Lord, I ask you right now, to remove it right now, Father. We ask you today to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there is anything in there that should not be, Lord, we ask you to remove it, huh? I have to say that again. We ask you to remove it right now. We ask you to create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit and a sound mind, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight asking you to bind the strong man now. Bind up the strong man, Father, in every evil thing, Lord, that try to come against us in the name of Jesus, that try to come against the radio broadcast in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask you on tonight to bind up the strong man out of our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Lord. We give your name praise on tonight, and we give you glory tonight, Father. We look unto you for all of our help, because all our help comes from you, Father. I'm asking you now to open up our understanding, Lord, to your voice. Open up our understanding to the word of God. I'm asking you on tonight to bless us, Lord. Bless us with your word, Lord. Breaking it down, Lord, in our hearts, in our mind, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Holy Father, to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase, and teach your people on tonight. Oh, yes, Lord, I thank you now. I give you praise and I give you glory. Oh, yes, Lord, I magnify your holy name on tonight. I thank you right now, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. I give you praise. In the name of Jesus, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory, Father. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I heard the Lord as I was praying, saying, sister. Thank you, Lord. Sister. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for my sister. Hallelujah. Thank you tonight, Father, for my sister. Hallelujah. I thank you now, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for my sister, Lord. I thank you right now, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Lord. You've given her a great work to do, Father. I'm asking you to send finances right now to her from the north, the south, the east, and the west in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, I give you praise on tonight. I give you praise on tonight, Father. I give you praise tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let every need be met, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let every need be met, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every need that she has, Lord, be met right now in the name of Jesus. Let your glory cloud, oh yes, fill the place where she is, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Don't let a meal barrel run dry, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give a double for a trouble, Father, in no colada mokumi. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise, God. I'm asking you today, Lord. I'm asking you to put your seal approval on what she's doing. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise on tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. To all of you, you know I'm at work, and I am going to do my Bible class, but you all just have a little patience with me. Just for one moment. Just one second. Let me see. Just one minute.
Elise Labitt, thanks very much there. Just one question as we continue to watch this. To this point, folks might not have heard of terror in Bangladesh. It's happening. It's on the other side of the world. But the fact is, they tended to be on single targets, horrible day and night attacking deaths. You were shedding on bloggers, gay activists, borders, etc. Peter, this is the movie attraction. Multiple attacks.
Amen. God is good, and he's good all the time. And the devil in hell won't be able to stop what God is doing. So as soon as I got ready to do it, she started kind of calling my name. So I just thank and praise God anyway for what he's doing. We're going to be talking about prayer tonight. We've been talking about prayer for about a month now. But we're going to be talking about prayer, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. These are methods of prayer. On Monday, we talked about developing a persistence in prayer that I'm asking all of you, because we're not babies on this line. We're not drinking warm milk anymore. You all should be praying an hour. Each time that you pray, you should at least be got up to an hour a day. If you pray 15 minutes three or four times a day, you know you'll get it. But I'm hoping everybody has developed that much in prayer in a day, and that is developing a persistence and not to rush through prayer. Even when you finish praying, meditate on what you prayed about. Think about what you've been praying about. That goes a long way with God answering your prayers. He may have a word for you and all of that, but I'm asking all of you to start. If you start with 15 minutes a day, a half hour a day, but get some persistency in your prayer life, we're talking about praying in the Holy Ghost, and a lot of people don't understand about the Holy Ghost. A lot of people don't even believe in the Holy Ghost. They don't have that kind of relationship with God. They feel like being a Christian is just enough. But see, I'm a believer, and anything that God says, I believe. Anything in the Word of God, I believe. So that's how it is for me. And you all should study to show yourself approved so you can get just to that point in your walk with God. So we praying in the Holy Ghost edifies yourself. That's what it does. It builds you up. And it's a good thing, because a lot of times people don't even think about using their prayer language. Your prayer language is very important. It will build you up. Sometimes we don't know what to pray for ourselves, but if we pray in the Holy Ghost, the Lord will let us even pray for what we need, or pray for healing, or for whatever infirmity that we have, or condition, whatever it is. If we just pray in the Holy Ghost, a lot of times we don't know what it means. Sometimes God will give you the interpretation of it, but sometimes You know, you just have to have faith in God and trust God and pray in the Holy Ghost, because it will do anything but build you up. That's what it'll do. And it helps you to pray for things that you can't, or you don't know that you even need or even want, you know, but God knows. So he lets you build your, he lets you pray in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes because he knows what you need. He knows. You know all about us. So on Monday, I asked the question, why should we pray in the Holy Spirit? And that's old Paul over in 1 Corinthians. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. Jude also states that, but ye, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's Jude 20, verse 20. Therefore, praying in your prayer language is the means by which you can build yourself up spiritually. It's very important. Sometimes even when you're praying, if you don't do nothing but pray in your prayer language, if you don't get another word out, pray in your prayer language. And I tell you, whatever you was praying for gonna come to fruition. It's gonna manifest. It's gonna come to pass. Because God knows exactly what when we're praying in our prayer language, we're speaking directly to the Father. And he will answer you. He will answer you. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God because, you know, we don't always know what's best for us. And anything we do, we need to go to God first anyway. So we just need to relax and let him do what he does best for us. And these things and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Mark 16 and 17. You know, that's what the Father said. They should follow those that believe. And I'm a believer. I'm not just a Christian. I'm a believer. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, y'all, let me get her. Just 1 second. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. Amen, amen. I'm sorry. When we praying in our prayer language, and I don't know who, maybe some of you have done this, we need to ask God to use our prayer language. Since we don't know what to pray for, a lot of times we want to pray for our children, or we want to pray for our marriage, or we want to pray for a house or a car. God will, he will do it. All we have to do is pray in tongues and let him use whatever he does. But if we can do it and use it, a lot of times this is sometimes I pray like that and ask the Father Heavenly Father, use my prayer language and pray through me for my children, for my husband, you know, for the ministry. Please meet the needs of whatever it is today or something like that, and God will do it. If you're faithful, if you have the faith to believe that he'll do it, he will do it. It will manifest. I'm telling you, that's why a lot of times we don't know why God don't answer our prayers. You know, a lot of times we kind of beat around the bush with God. We need to go head on and specifically tell him exactly what we need, when we need it, you know, and how we need it, and ask him. Don't say, well, I need around about $400. If you need $407.85, he already know it. But just tell him. You tell him what you need, and he will honor it. He will bless you. But we need to yield to the Holy Ghost. When I tell you, if you yield to the Holy Spirit, he'll do some things. Ask God to show you how you can be protected, build up, and strengthen, be strengthened by the Holy Spirit in new ways. Because everything we have not, we don't know. We haven't experienced. We still experiencing new things. But if we ask God, what else can we be built up and strengthened with by the Holy Spirit? I want everything God has for me and more. Whatever he wants, I want so much. And I'm not talking about material stuff. I'm talking about spiritual things. It's what I want. I want whatever God has for me and more. And I'm praying every day, Lord, what else is it for me? What do you have for me? What do you need me to do? Use me here. Use me there. However, because I'm just a vessel waiting to be used by God, waiting my chance, my turn. That's why I can thank and praise God for allowing me to be an intercessor and praying for the people of God and ministering to them. Anybody else could do what I'm doing, but he chose me. He chose to use me, and I'm so thankful and grateful to the Lord. I'm so grateful that I'm a vessel being used by God. It is awesome and honorable to be used by him. All the men and women in the Bible, most of them were used by God, all of them, in some kind of way or another. It's truly, truly, truly a blessing, and I thank and praise God for that. I thank and praise God because I can go by that to know that if he did it for them, he's going to do it for me. And last night when we were in prayer, I can, because it just came back up in my spirit, not to limit God. Don't limit him. Don't put a cap on him. He has no cap. He has no limit on God. So, anything we think we want him to use us, there is no limit to how much he can use us and what the Holy Spirit can do in us and through us. There is no limit. I'm telling you, miracles, signs, and wonders. You know, all of the gifts of the Spirit, he can do it. And I thank and praise him that he's going to do it. He's going to do it. I thank God tonight. I sure do. For we should ask him to strengthen us by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit don't like to be quenched. So we got to just take our hands off. Just allow the Spirit to move like he want to move. Give thanks, for God is using the Holy Spirit in us and through us. When we prophesy, it's not our word, it's the word of God. You know, And the word of God says, despise not prophesying. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. 1 Thessalonians 5, chapter 5, 18 through 21. Then to be a spiritual intercessor, and that's where, you know, after we finish these few more lessons on prayer, we're going to go to the prophetic intercessory, intercessor, prophetic intercessor, or and prayer warrior, because it's a prophetic intercessor. We you know, when we interceding for someone, God will give us a prophetic word for that person. And he'll have us giving words as we pray. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. And this is what God is calling for on this time, date and age, for prophetic intercessors. And every one of us, God uses in that. But we have to know it for ourselves. We have to know it for ourselves. I thank and praise God that he's brought us this far. But in these last end times, he's calling for a prophetic intercessor. Does anyone have any questions or any comments at this time? Amen. It's good. I'm telling you, I've been studying and letting God minister to my spirit on today. And I thank and praise him because, you know, he started us off early in life praying. My mother and my dad taught me the model prayer, Our Father, you know, and other little prayers to pray at bedtime and pray over your food and stuff. And I've been praying a long time. If it have not been but just the model prayer, I've been praying. And I thank and praise God for it. Because that was my connection, my communication with the Father. Right there, it started off. It said, bring a child up in the way, and he will not depart. And I thank and praise God. We may stray away, but we'll come back. Thank God today. I thank him today for just being able to talk to him, just being able to even think about him in my spirit. That's how the Holy Spirit works with us. I stand at the zinc this evening just thinking about the goodness of the Lord and the things he want to say through me and how he want to use me. I give him all the praise and glory. And believe me, God, when you pray and intercede for others, God be already taking care of your stuff. Before you call him, it's already done. He will answer you. And while you're yet thinking, or however that verse go, he's finished doing what you've already just thought in your mind. God is an on-time God. We may think he's late, but he's never too late. He's always on time. But the key and the importance of prayer is just awesome. It's so important to communicate and have a relationship with the Father. It's so important to have a relationship with the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, with Jesus, it's important to call on them daily. You know, just as many times a day that you can, because that is needed in your life every day. Prayer, communicating, talking to God. We prophets. We don't be with nobody but the Lord, but the Holy Ghost. So you may as well be talking to him, because that's who you're talking to him when you're by yourself. You may as well. We don't like to be around people all the time. But we be with the Holy Ghost, be with us all the time. Angels. And it's such a blessing. It's such a blessing to be around who you can call on. And who you depend on, and the one to say, don't step over there, walk over here, move around this way. Oh, let me shift it over here. You know, just get over one more seat, move down one more seat. Keep you from all kind of stuff. But God is good. and his mercy endures forever. So we can't quench the spirit. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God, in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. To be a spiritual intercessor, we must have a desire to stand in the gap. Intercessor literally means to stand between. We must be willing to stand between the need and God, the only one able to meet the need. He's the only one. We must also be willing to be used by the Holy Spirit in prayer at times and in unexpected places. You don't know where you may have to pray for somebody. I gave y'all some examples how the Lord had me praying for people, just blowing my mind, but before you know it, you be doing it. I mean, it's not always comfortable. You know, it's not always comfortable, but you have to do it. When you are intercessor, you pray wherever God, because, and then you have to pay attention, because he'll bring about an opportunity for you to pray. I remember when I was living in St. Louis, I was at Snook and off of King's Highway in Chippewa, whatever it is, something. And I went in there, I got my grocery, and as I walked out the door, a young lady walked up to me. She said, "Man, I got pancreatitis." Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, y'all. Hello? It's Debbie. How are you? Good. She's doing well. Mm-hmm. She's eating dinner. Mm-hmm. Yes, she is. Uh-huh. Hold on.
I was
living in St. Louis, and the girl came out the door. I never seen her before. She said, "The doctor say I have pancreatitis." And I looked around, I said, "Pancreatitis?" She said, "Yes, ma'am." I said, "Well, I'm going to be praying for you," not even thinking or nothing like that, because what stranger walk up to you and say something like that? But I've had strangers to do me like that all my life. So when I got in the car, started up, went down the street, around the corner, he said, "That was your opportunity." I said, "Oh, my God. I should have prayed for her right there on the spot." A lot of times we can't say, "I'm going to pray for you when I get home," or "I'm going to pray for you." You need to stop right then and there, because God is opening up a window of opportunity for you to be used right where you are. And, man, that taught me then, put me back on focus, because all the other times when I was in the streets eating different places, I went out to eat most of the time. So that's where I would see the people in restaurants. And they would come right up and say, "The Spirit of the Lord said for you to do this or you to do that, this, this, and this." But she didn't say that, and she seemed like she was not, I'm not going to say, I just feel like she was kind of corner-minded, because maybe he was just using her, she didn't know what she was doing either, but she knew she had pancreatitis, and she probably didn't know God was sending her to me. I should have stopped right then and prayed. You know, when God give you that opportunity, you don't want to miss out too many times on opportunity, because she probably didn't know why she walked up to me and said that. I've never seen her before in my life and haven't seen her again. But I kept praying for her until God made it right in my heart to stop. You know, and so these kind of things we have to really pay attention, close attention to, and not let God open an opportunity and we let it pass by. We have to start praying for people. Wait a minute, hold on. Let me pray for you right now because I may not see you again, and I want you to hear this prayer that God has prayed through me to you. You know, like that. So a lot of times we have to do that. I don't know who have ever experienced it, and I know you all have had lots of experiences with things like that, but I'm just trying to tell you, opportunities pass. You can't do that. We're intercessors, spiritual, prophetic intercessors, and we must have a desire to stand. We must have a desire to pray for needs, the need of the people. You know, sometimes they on the corner want, you know, food or money or whatever. We need to pray for them. Wherever we see them, if we in a position to pray for them, we need to pray for them. You know, we must also be willing to just be used by the Holy Spirit in prayer. So many times we don't. So many times say, well, when I go in my prayer closet, because I've done it. I'm not telling you anything that I have not done. I've done it. Well, I tell you what, so when I go in my prayer time or my prayer hour, you know, it's all right to pray then, but if you get an opportunity, pray for them right then and there. The need may be in another part of the world, but the Holy Spirit may desire to use us to meet the need in prayer. God is looking for people who are willing to be used by God to be a successful prophetic intercessor. You should also be willing to pray in the Holy Spirit. You have to pray. That's where you get your power from. That's how that power comes, praying in the Holy Ghost. If you can do that, you'll have power from on high, I'm telling you. And God will use you mightily. You just have to stay prayerful, stay in the Holy Spirit. And we all should know this. We all should know this. But, and I'm sure we do, but we have to keep doing it. Don't stop. The more you pray, the more you want to pray. You just have your relationship with God, and at that time, you know, you'll be wanting to talk to God about different things. You want to talk to God. So, and then the next thing we want to talk about is the prayer of faith. Faith is the special ingredient that fills prayer with power and results. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. If we pray without faith, we are simply making a sound in the air. Prayer you pray, you should have faith, but it has to be mixed with faith. Our prayers have to be mixed with faith. It never gets any further than the ceiling if you don't have faith mixed in it. The scripture says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. In other words, when we come to God in prayer, we must come in an attitude of faith. God does not make faith in prayer optional. That's not an option. We must have faith in prayer in order for our prayers to be heard. Otherwise, they won't be heard. To believe what we're asking God. We got to believe that God going to do it. You have to know that you know that you know the Father going to take care of it. And you got to believe just like that. God will not hear prayers that is in doubt. He will only hear prayers that are in faith. Only. Now, how can we develop the prayer of faith? Must be clearly directed toward whatever we're praying for. I mean, it's going to build it up. What you're praying and asking for, if you just believe every time and keep on. Some people, like I said before earlier, on back in the month, if we're going to believe, but we have to have faith, and we're going to keep praying until something happens. I mean, we might sound redundant to some people, but believe me, if it's something I want, I'm going to pray just like Daniel, 3 times a day. They prayed till the jail doors swung open. When I tell you, just I don't care how redundant we sound, if it's the same thing over and over, you're praying for your home and you're praying for your husband, you're praying for your children. Every day I pray for my children, my family, every day, every time I pray for them. Every day I guess God said, well, somebody, go down there. He sent some angels, honey. Go down there and see, because she bothered me now. Here I am again, Lord. Here I am one more time. I got to keep praying for my family. Keep praying for my children. Pray for my grace over and over every day. Every day. I prayed for them. But when God brought me into the intercession, you don't even have to do that anymore. You don't have to do that. Just pray for who I tell you to. I got you. Even when I wanted to pray for him when I was interceding for other people, he said, no, I got your every need. Everything you thinking about, I already know it. I'll take care of it. That's what we have to do. We have to be the intercessor that know we have needs, but we intercede. We stand in between the needs of this person and God. And we're telling God what this person needs, although he knows. Intercessor. And when you're in the prophetic, he'll give you a word back for him. Believe me, he will. Because he's God and God all by himself. Before regarding prayer, our faith must be fixed on a definite and sure target or desire or goal. Just as a bow is fixed on its target or whatever, a dart or whatever it is, that's how we have to be fixed on ours. Has to be fixed. Like I was saying earlier, if you praying and you pray asking God for money or for a bill and you need $20,000 or whatever it is, don't go say, well, I need 20, but if you just give me $6,000, I'll be grateful. You'll be grateful for anything, but this is God you're talking to, the man that made the money, the man that owned the money, the Father that owns us and wanna bless us our every need. Tell him what you need. I need $10,000. I need $50,000. Because he's no little bitty limited God. I believe God for millions, not no little bitty stuff. Because I serve a big God, unlimited God. I'm believing God for millions. I'm driving my Bentley. The next car I get will be a Bentley. I'm not getting there another one until I get a Bentley. By faith, I believe every word I just said, and I'm not taking it back. Because I know my God is unlimited, and he'll do just what he said he would. And I'm believing him for my Bentley. God has always responded to direct and specific prayers. Everything he does, his plan, he has a plan and purpose, everything. in the Bible, there's so many scriptures pertaining to it. I don't want to even get into them all tonight because I'm going to come back with it on Monday, on Tuesday. Monday is the holiday. So we'll take it up next week, maybe next Friday, because on Thursday is our prayer, praise, and prophecy hour, where we prophesy on Thursday night. So we'll take it up next Friday, but we'll be on the radio broadcast on Sunday at 4 o'clock Eastern and 3 o'clock Central time for our worship service. And anyone in radio land, you can call in if you have a question about prayer anytime. You can also reach Apostle Deborah Deans at 314-299-0920. That's 314-299-0920. If you have any questions, if you just need me to pray for you right at that time, please call in for prayer. And when you want to call in while we're on our radio broadcast, call 323-642-1493. The number to call is 323-642-1493. Any questions, any prayer requests, you can call in. And we are finishing up here on faith, but we're not finished with it. Faith is the substance of things. Faith is not the substance of indefinite, doubt, but of definite things, hope for. It's not the substance of doubting things, but it's things that's hoped for. It's faith is the thing. Let me slow down. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So faith is something that you cannot see. Just like the wind. But you feel the coolness or the coldness. You feel the heat or whatever. You feel whatever wind it is, you feel it, but you can't see it. It's the evidence. The evidence is that you feel it. So that's what faith is, the substance of things hoped for. And I'm telling you, without faith, it is impossible to please God. The prayer of faith must lead us into visions and dreams. The prophet Joel said, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions." How do the young see visions and the old dream dreams? They are able to do this so because visions and dreams are the language of the Holy Spirit. When referring to the faith of Abraham, Paul said, "Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were." Abraham's faith is amplified in Romans, not only describing the nature of Abraham's faith, but also the nature of his God on whom his faith rested. He believed in God. He trusted him, and he had faith. Anybody that went through what Abraham did and trusted God. He trusted God for everything. That's how our faith has to be. We got to believe and trust just like Abraham did. Amen. We got about 2 minutes here. I'm not going to prolong the time. I know this one number, the enemy just disturbing and trying to distract me, but I had to keep on. I wasn't going to let the devil win. I was going to step on his head. And she's never done this before. I have taught My Bible class is here before. She's never done this. She waited to 7:01 to ask to eat, and she told me to give her another hour. But I knew it was the enemy. So, you know, I'm just giving God praise and glory that I got a chance to finish on tonight. So I thank and praise God. I want to just say happy Sabbath to everyone. I give God all the praise and the glory. I'm going to pray and dismiss right now and go and see about her. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for your word tonight. Father, I ask you to bless everyone that's up under the sound of my voice, that's on this radio broadcast, the ones that's in radio land, Father. I ask you to keep them covered now in the shed blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, I'm asking you to give each one of them a visitation from you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless those in radio land, you, and you. Father, I'm asking you to bless they and their family, children. Keep them all covered, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We still praying for Brother Jesse and the things that God has, the great things that God has in store for him. Father, I ask you to keep him covered now. Bless the end-time men and women of war. Bless Apostle Deans in his absence. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, and thank God. You all are dismissed. God bless you. I love you. If you need to talk with me, you can call me back, although I am at work, but you could call me back. God bless you. Love you. Have a good evening. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.